I've had them out on my porch sometimes.
I guess the only thing you can do is turn the hose on them.
Well, this neighbor girl of mine lit a newspaper and burned the nest, and they just dropped right out, and all of them were dead when they fell.
And,
but it scars up your house, you know, the flames do.
What about the kind that build nests in the ground?
Oh, that's fire ants, termites.
And you remember when you were maybe a child, you'd get out and play around in the grass, and these things would get in your skin and raise red whelps.
Red bugs.
Yeah, red bugs.
Ooh, they were horrible.
Did people ever have any other names for those?
I don't think so. They used to get after my daddy. He had real tender skin, and he loved to work in the yard, and he'd come in and Mama would put butter with salt on it. That was about the best thing. You know, they burrow in your skin, and you can't get to them, and that salt, the butter, killed them.
I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm. That's an old-time remedy.
What about the insects? Some of them are green, and some of them brown, that hop along in the grass in summertime. The green little insects or brown ones, and they hop along in the grass. And you might, little kids catch them and put them in jars.
What do you think it'd be?
Grasshoppers you have?
Oh, grasshoppers, yeah.
Have you ever
heard? They're not so little, but they're kind of good size.
Good size. Have you ever heard anybody call those anything besides grasshoppers?
What? Fine, what?
Have you ever heard anybody call them anything besides grasshoppers?
Mm-hmm.
And, you're talking about things that build nests. Sometimes these little insects will build webs kind of up in your
spider web.
And let's see. Could you tell me about some of the different kinds of flowers and trees that you might have around in this area?
Well, just by what you have now, crepe myrtles and. Oh, we never called them gardenias. We called them Cape jasmine. And we didn't say, what are these things? They call them camellias now, and we call them, what's the name of the camellias called there? I can't call the name of the thing. I know it just swears to know my name.
Is that the state flower?
I don't know whether it is or not. They changed. It used to be Cherokee Rose or something like that, but I think they changed it now.
You mentioned going down one time down past Greenville. Did you know that they're thinking about changing the name of Greenville to Camellia City?
Yeah. Well, they have a lot of them down there, but I think they're silly to change the name of a town.
Yeah, I think so too. What kind of trees would you have?
Well, they had pecans, and they had crepe myrtles, and they had oak and elm, and not many elm, but they had pine trees, and just all the regular kind.
Do you have the kind of tree that you tap for syrup? Would you?
No, maple. That's further north.
There's another kind of tree, maybe, that has broad leaves. It's the bark peels off the trees. Do you remember? It's a tall white tree with white limbs and white scaly bark. Or do you remember the story of Zacchaeus in the Bible?
What?
Of Zacchaeus in the Bible?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe I do.
This kind of tree is a tall shade tree and has long white limbs and white scaly bark.
Oh.
Did I make myself clear?
Mm-hmm.